Democratic candidate Harris and Republican candidate Donald Trump focused intensely over the weekend as they set out on a final quest to influence undecided voters in crucial battleground states.
Both presidential hopefuls promoted differing agendas on the economy and other pressing issues, each claiming to represent what Americans truly desire. "We have overcome every attack, every abuse, and even two assassination attempts," Trump declared at a rally in Gastonia, North Carolina, near Charlotte. "And now it all comes down to this." Meanwhile, Harris has encouraged her supporters to vote early, positioning herself as the new generation of leadership she believes she embodies. Liam White reporting.
A Georgia judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by Republicans on Saturday, which sought to prevent counties from opening election offices over the weekend to allow in-person hand delivery of mail ballots.
The lawsuit specifically targeted Fulton County, a Democratic stronghold that comprises much of Atlanta and accounts for 11% of the state's voters. However, at least five other large counties, which typically lean Democratic, also announced they would open election offices over the weekend to facilitate absentee ballot returns. Jim Kender reporting.
The FBI announced it is aware of two fabricated videos circulating online that claim to be linked to the agency and the 2024 election.
According to the FBI, the first video falsely alleges that the agency detained three groups involved in ballot fraud, while the second involves second gentleman Doug Emhoff. Both videos are counterfeit, the FBI confirmed. Attempts to mislead the public with false content about FBI operations undermine our democratic process and seek to erode trust in the electoral system, the FBI stated. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Three people lost their lives in a helicopter crash in southwestern Louisiana on Friday night, authorities report.
The Robinson R-44 helicopter went down on a rural road in Iowa, Louisiana, at approximately 9 p.m. local time, according to the FAA. The FAA is conducting an investigation, and the Calcasieu Parish Sheriff's Office is securing the scene until investigators arrive. The Louisiana State Police and Fire Department were also involved in assisting at the scene, Kyle Norris reporting.
Authorities are on the hunt for the individual responsible for a deadly home invasion in New Jersey that claimed the lives of a mother and daughter.
Catherine Nunez, 33, and her mother Marisol Nunez, 54, were discovered dead in an upstairs bedroom of their Willingboro home early Wednesday, as reported by the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office. Prosecutors said that the assailant apparently entered by breaking a first-floor window. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The restaurant chain TGI Fridays filed for bankruptcy protection on Saturday, stating that it is actively pursuing ways to ensure the long-term viability of its brand following the closure of numerous locations this year.
The Dallas-based company's Chapter 11 filing in federal court in Texas marks a step in the gradual decline of an iconic brand once central to American pop culture, but which has struggled as consumer preferences have evolved. TGI Fridays has previously highlighted that its bartenders trained Tom Cruise for his role in the 1988 film Cocktail. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.